It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and we'll give it another go around. We got Curtis Schmidt on the phone. We're going to check in with him and see what's happening. The general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Rick. Can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear now.
Got you loud and clear. Okay, great, great. We have a great papers this week. We're all about Valentine's Day. And as we do every year, we always honor couples who have been married more than 50 years on Valentine's. We find out how they met, what happened during that early dating, married life, and we get their advice for long, loving relationships. Mm. So here we go. We're going down to East Fishkill first, and we talk to Agnes and Raymond Juback of East Fishkill. Mm-hmm. Been married 66 years. They met in their teens. He really liked her. She thought he was kind of like okay, but he always took her out for ice cream. That was a big point for her, and so we'll read more about them. We also have Maureen and Ray Norcross of Wappinger Falls. They met in college, married 51 years. It rained on their wedding day, which ruined their outdoor plans, but the saying was, raining on the wedding day brings good luck. So they've had good luck for 51 years. They say relationship is all about commitment and compromise, the two C's.
That's the secret. Yeah.
Yeah. Commitment and compromise. And since, you know, we always have the local judges, like the Justice of the Peace, they're the ones who do the weddings a lot of times. So we talked to two justices. We have Judge Chase in Wappinger Falls. He's officiated at hundreds of weddings throughout the years. And he and his wife will celebrate their own 60th wedding anniversary on February 19th.
Congrats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Red Hook, where we have the town justice, Jonah Treebwasser, his wife, Ellen. They've been married 52 years.
Wow.
They met in high school. They broke up. That was his fault. They restarted the affair with a whirlwind romance after college, married, started busy careers, and now 52 years later, he's the one who's bringing people together. Huh. And so as Valentine's Day approaches, Ellen and Jonah are of Red Hook. They're remembering the experiences that brought them together, and Jonah knows all about that. As a town and village justice in Red Hook, he has officiated at over 300 weddings.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ellen says, just take it one day at a time and know that your relationship outweighs any disagreement that may crop up along the way.
Mm. Mm.
So read all about those people in the Northern Southern Dutchess News, Beacon Free Press this week, as we honor couples on Valentine's who've been married more than 50 years.
Lots of
love. We've been doing that for about 12 years now.
Yeah.
So, and guess what? It's still cold out there, right?
No.
No. So we're stuck in this doldrum of cold weather here.
Yeah.
We have some tips from the county for, you know, this has been a winter for the books with cold snaps, snowfall accumulations, zero. So we have tips on handling the cold weather in the papers this week on the front pages. Everything from frostbite, hypothermia, what to do. You never rub frostbitten skin, okay?
Really?
And then, yes, don't ever do that.
Okay.
Physical exertion, like, you know, the heart attack snows, don't lift that heavy stuff. Take breaks while you're shoveling or working outside. We go to local shelters, fire risks, safety on the road, and household pointers, like shoveling snow away from the vents, you know, so that they still work, and you don't start something awful, and also caring for your pets, and much more.
All right.
So check those out. Those are in all the papers. We're going to talk a little baseball, because it's coming up.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, the Yankees, they have selected Aaron Bossy. He's very bossy. No, he isn't. As the new manager of the Hudson Valley Renegades, and they also named their field and support staff. Aaron Bossy becomes the Yankees, or the 21st manager in team history for the Renegades, sixth in 6 years with the Yankees. He replaces James Cooper, who guided the Renegades to a franchise record 79 wins in 2025 and was named the manager of the AA Somerset Patriots in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
He moved up the ladder.
So he moved up, and someone had to come in, and Mr. Bossy is our guy.
Is coming in.
All right.
And Mr. Bossy, he was a big guy with the Tarpon, Florida team with the Yankees last year.
Oh,
so
cool.
He's moving up also.
All right.
Yeah. So, now, have you ever wondered, you know, that those things you got hidden in the attic, are they worth anything?
Yeah.
Family heirlooms, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you can find out on February 21.
Huh.
We're having a local and an antique appraisal day and buying event right here in Poughkeepsie. It's at the Vassar Warner Home. It's, they care for seniors there, and this is to raise money for the Vassar Warner Home. All the proceeds go there. You can find out, like I said, what things are worth and even sell them if
That's
you want
cool.
to.
Yeah.
This is being done with the Astor Galleries. And again, this is going to take place from Saturday, February 21, 10 to 4, at the Vassar Warner Home, 52 South Hamilton in Poughkeepsie.
So you can find out the value of something you have hanging around and even get rid of it.
And sell it.
Yeah.
And get rid of it. And sell it. Well, maybe you won't want to. Maybe it's worth too much and you want to keep it like, I'm going to be rich. Yay. Remember, like Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Our own version of Antiques Roadshow.
So. Oh, man, that old blanket sat on the back of a rocking chair for 14 years. Well, it's worth $80,000, hand-stitched by Native Americans. Yeah.
There you go.
Love that stuff.
There you go. So, all right, my last item is musical. We're honoring the West Point Concert Band.
Mm.
They are presenting their 2026 Winter Series, and it runs all the way through May.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is the Army's oldest musical organization with concerts featuring everything from stirring patriotic works to timeless concert band classics, popular hits, show tunes. You can join them as they share the spirit of America, 250th year. And the first one is Wednesday, February 25, 6:30 p.m., West Point on the March at Arlington High School in LaGrangeville,
cool.
1157 Route 55. So
How
check
cool.
that out. Lots of stuff going on in the papers. Check out all of the great Valentine's Day stories and find out how the couples met and how they're still staying together.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate how much you keep the love alive. So thanks for you and your staff, and thanks for the Valentine's Day and winter tips and so much more. Have a great week, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday. Tell the folks how they could read the papers on the Internet.
On the Internet, yeah, since it's so cold and snowing, you can't open the door. Yeah, check out sduchessnews.com, click on the paper of your choice, pull it up in PDF format, and it looks just like the regular paper.
All right.
But you don't get ink on your fingers.
Mm-hmm. And you could just scroll through the pages, turn them like you would. And thanks a lot, Curtis. You take care, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday. All the best to you and your staff.
Okay, and best to all the KZE listeners.
Thank you.
Take care.
We'll be back in moments with more musical diversity here on the Up and Running Morning Show 98.1 KZE.